There is some pain involved in this procedure. Enjoy yourselves.
Well, here's looking at you, kid.
Foremost, entertainers.
Just like MC Hammer.
And the show, yeah. And the show is first. It's the utmost for us.
Diameter 4.9 miles, mass over 6,000 megatons, and speed of 1,750 miles per second.
And destination, Earth.
I've never been down in the insulation chamber before.
Well, there's nothing to be afraid of. The alpha chamber is lined with lead and titanium 4 feet thick. It can withstand any cosmic ray known.
Fine.
Tell me what you think. You expect me to think this early in the morning?
I'd like you to.
It's so hard to understand.
Everybody at school was talking about it.
A surprise discovery.
Marijuana.
Oh, my God.
A very special seventh heaven.
You know, it's like a bad dream. Keep praying to God I'll wake up and... Why would anybody do such a thing?
Why?
Hey, about that. It's a little woozy. I never smoked one of those before.
Ah, you're kidding me.
Maybe a few times. It's not like it's the hard stuff.
No. That's why
they call it a recreational drug.
All right.
Huh? That's what we're doing here. Just having a little recreation.
I know what you need. One hit. Just like a man.
Please step out of the car. You're under arrest. State 518-12, possession and distribution of illegal substances.
Hey, this is a family show. We can't have that type of language.
Tom, that is a lot of fun. It's a universal translator. We're not even supposed to have it, and I'll tell you why. Human thought is so primitive, it's looked upon as an infectious disease in some of the better galaxies. That kind of makes you proud, doesn't it? Huh? Hey, what's this thing?
And show. There's lots of show. Well, I was sure so happy to get all that show, Doug. I sure was. Because this time he sent like 2.5 edited gigantic segments of show tape. Ooh, that makes me happy. Because that means less work on Hour of Slack for just as good of show. See?
Oh, my God, just got too weird, man. It's just too weird. I couldn't follow that last show. This show's better because it's more explanatory, sort of. And because as far as I'm concerned, one of the most important things. Oh boy, no wonder it's a traffic jam up here. It's a big wreck. Jackknife 18-wheeler. Anyway, as I was saying, one of the most important things I can do with show, besides jack myself off, is play your show. Because I think it's a fantastically great and wonderful show, and certainly a hell of a lot better than I can do. Because all show hosts, complain about all other show hosts, and all great comedy teams bicker. They were saying, or somebody else was saying, but, that when they're having a good time, they're the most fun bunch of guys to watch and be in the party with. But when they're having a fight, there's nothing worse in the universe. And I can understand that. I really can. Because nothing can get on a subgenius doctor's nerves more profoundly than another subgenius doctor.
Oh, what happened?
Oh. What is it?
To steer, you gotta turn the handlebars. Brake if you must.
Do it!
Okay, here we go. 10, 9, 8.
Wait a minute!
What are you doing?
I'm putting a frog in the rocket!
Is that a good idea?
It is if you want to be the owner of a frog that breaks the world record for traveling in space!
Is the frog gonna be okay?
I guess so. This is just a test anyway. Besides, he has a space suit!
It looks like he's just wrapped in tinfoil.
That is correct! Let the countdown continue! 8, 7, 5...
Wait!
7, 5...
No, wait, stop. I don't like this. I didn't build this rocket just so you could send some poor little defenseless frog into outer space.
Well, that's why I bought it. Besides, this is just a test. The real launch comes later, and then my little frog will break a world record for being the only frog to fly into outer space. Then I'll be even more famous than I am now.
You're famous now? I thought you were just kidding, but it doesn't matter. I still don't like this.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! Wow! Look how powerful that engine is! This is a great rocket engine you've built for me. It pushed so much air, it knocked that statue right over. Unbelievable!
Look at this frog. He's scared to death.
He always looks like that.
This isn't going to work.
Of course it will.
But the frog's not going.
Oh, yes he is.
No, he isn't.
Give him to me.
No.
I want him now. Hey,
isn't that a photographer over there?
Where? Hey, why I...
Wow, that frog was in a hurry.
Okay, how many frogs are in the picture? Well, if you went with Miss Alligator and said 40, I'd say you were close but no cigar. But if you agree with Bobby Wombat and said 80, I'd say you were a cigar. See? Until next week, see you later, estimator.
He's great.
Yeah, but what about the frog?
Well, let's get back to Science Court and find out.
Go
Conan, freeze the picture.
A giant monster.
It's crazy, I know, but it's coming right at us.
Just how big is this thing?
It's over 60 meters long.
We've already got three 15-meter monsters.
What do you think, medicine boy?
I'd like to take you out in a monster-free city.
I'd like that.
There are monsters!
Yeah.
return my calls. I'm so afraid without you, so afraid of Walter. I know you don't trust me anymore. I'm so sorry for whatever you think I've done. I'll make it up to you. Just please call me. Are you there?
Responsible for the girl. Are you a man of good character where women are concerned?
I've never met a man of good character where women are concerned. Well, I haven't. I find the moment that a woman makes friends with me, she becomes jealous, exacting, suspicious, and a damn nuisance. And I find the moment that I make friends with a woman, I become selfish and tyrannical. So here I am, a confirmed old bachelor, and likely to remain so. Well, after all, Pickering, I'm an ordinary man who desires nothing more than just an ordinary chance to live exactly as he likes and do precisely what he wants. An average man, I, of no eccentric whim, who likes to live his life free of strife, doing whatever he thinks is best for him. An ordinary man. But let a woman in your life, and your serenity is through. She'll redecorate your home from the cellar to the dome, then go on to the enthralling fun of overhauling you. Let a woman in your life, and you're up against a wall. Make a plan and you will find she has something else in mind. And so rather than do either, you do something else that neither likes at all. You want to talk of Keats or Milton. She only wants to talk of love.
Or Dick Cheney.
Go to see a play or ballet and spend it searching for her glove. Let a woman in your life and you invite eternal strife. Let them buy their wedding band.
A recognizable programming malfunction is now in your radio. Do not try to adjust your radio. We have control of your radio. And also that bottle there between the seats. We know who you are. We know where you're going. Relax. Sit back. And trust. Recognize. Special guest tonight will include the Dick Cheney, right here on our microphones. The Dick Cheney, right here, live. Opening act will be Bishop Joey, and then we're going to finish off with some mellow tunes to get your Friday morning in gear. That's right. It's hump day. Somewhere in the world, it's hump day. They're humping it somewhere, somehow. But not you. You live in California. You're stuck in Berkeley. As soon as you get a transmission, you're out of here.
Berkeley.
Stuck in Berkeley with recognizable programming. There we go.
So, okay, now I know you've been waiting. Something you can say to yourself.
When
is Philo coming back?
Can I hear Philo do?
When is
his version of recognizable?
Is Joey coming back?
He never left. Can't get rid of him.
And when is Hal coming back?
Hal who? Hal sold out to the forces, the evil dark forces.
Dr. Hal.
Of Broadway music.
Dr. Mr. Hal. Huh. And when are these guys coming back?
Oh.
That's your brother over there on the far right, isn't it?
Yeah, my barber. That's right.
And with hands-on fun, you can join us here in the creative classroom of your mind.
And if you don't have your mind,
it's your mind is not your mind.
Nope. Your mind is part of the show.
Meeting of the minds.
Featuring the world's sharpest.
Go ahead, you're the Michael Pepe.
Ouch!
I don't live in Berkeley, but I am
not
stuck there.
You are stuck there.
What do you mean at this very moment?
The discriminating shopper.
Yeah, I can't get out of it, but I am
but you'd
there,
like,
actually.
But you don't want to, do you? You'd like to, but you can't?
I have to do the dishes. I'll call you back later.
Okay, do, please. Because I have a thing about doing the dishes. There she goes. I do, actually. I've gone over to friends' houses. Robert Burke was the funniest one. We're a massive disaster area. I just get bored because everybody's doing drugs and going crazy.
You mean Robert lives in a slump of his own?
Well, he did one night.
And
doing
dishes?
And I started doing the dishes because it was just a pile. And so I can't forget who it was. Came in and helped me.
I don't think this is working.
Philo hates the show. He doesn't think it works at all.
Well, you promised free delivery. And I'm sure
here comes!
This show is up for grabs.
The show should be here
so
by now.
This,
yeah,
is, the
this is going to be different.
Philo's
going
to audition his version
like
of
shows.
This is the programming that could go on here. I'm Bishop Joey. Is going to audition his version of the programming to go on here. If we're bigger and more powerful,
we're going to hang
signal,
the show on the wall this time. You're just going to look
right
at
now,
it.
Sure,
like a painting.
Fine. Yeah, right. That's just for
instead
now.
Instead of listening
just for
to
now,
it,
you puzzling evidence control the signal. You
just
control the
for
output.
Now.
Fully automatic show on control.
Without our input,
yep, there the automatic
output.
Here, put your weapon in this pouch. Here. Here's a grappling hook.
I'm just going to walk her
like
here.
Dr.
Howell. See if she's done dishes. Look in the magic window.
Here's your wound bandages.
Trying to.
You'll need a lot of those.
I'm trying to imagine. Let's create some.
Here's your tweezers set.
Start over.
It's a new era. But you don't need to use the tweezers. Yeah.
Who needs recognizable programming when you can do the dishes? What the heck is she doing on a Tuesday morning doing dishes?
Here's your bucket.
There it goes.
There it goes.
Hold it!
Okay.
I am holding it.
She was doing the dishes on the wrong side of the river there.
Why, that is quite flaccid.
You take up for that.
You get inside your sleeping bag with this tool.
Somebody asked me. You know, the other thing was...
What tools do I need for the future?
Look at that. A t-shirt that finally caught up with the theme of 1984, which I want to get back to. What was the end of the world like?
Well, it was like a Flectar rain parka. Kept you dry and cozy in the middle of a horrible excrement storm.
Such as used to happen during work party.
But back here in the future, we're sort of we're
or
sort
field
of
day.
Things down.
Field day.
That was from military school for me.
I'm still here in yesterday.
And then when I'm in the service of the country, I couldn't help but touch upon ancient echoes of military school when we had field day there. With
when you
the
had
big
military
buffer
future
that could,
day.
You could stand on and ride.
Right, you had military future day where you stood on top of the hay bucket.
Military future day, that sounds terrifying, like something you'd have in
well,
11th grade in high school.
Still stuck in military future day.
It's
you can't
happen.
Get away from it.
They
living
could never,
in,
ever.
And they still have that, the bucket.
Ooh, I had a dream about North Barracks again a few days ago.
How many
it's
times
just
we
because
had
you're
North
so,
Barracks
so...
I have the dream over and over again, but each time the dream is very different, and this time was even scarier because I was lucid dreaming, which means you know you're in a dream and you're controlling parts of it.
Yeah, you got to strip a cliff guy to strap to your leg, right?
Oh, yeah.
Full of lots
and I was
lots
out in traffic again, naked.
Clips.
I kept wondering how many listeners online could there be? And here we are next day, and everybody's got their tool bags, and they're walking around the commando building. What is this one? Wow, cheaper than dirt.
Wow. Cheaper I'm older than dirt. That's
you
right.
Are?
Well, we had
fish
dirt,
Mr. Cheney.
So we had expensive dirt around here.
Vishnu Schist, I think, is the oldest one, so that would predate dirt.
Wow.
Right. We had to take the rock.
What chemistry?
And we broke the rock down into dirt.
That'd be a fun monster.
Versus gas, right?
You then dress that up and make a different monster.
Yeah. I found those for like $27 for the whole outfit.
Wow. Where? Same.
I just saw it tonight. I got a new catalog and it. $27.
Oh, we should get a bunch of those, yeah.
Like, we could be monsters.
That's the new band. We're trying to get the people out of here. What happened is
you look like a Morlock.
They come down here to listen to us on the show and fill up the auditorium. And just,
of course, some of us look like a Morlock from the time machine before we.
Oh, and I kept thinking, you know, what about Steve from Georgia?
Steve from Georgia. He called last week, and I found
did
that,
you listen? Did you happen to listen to KPFA on Sunday night? No.
Yeah, when Steve from Georgia called in to the
talk other about
show.
Over the Edge.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this the what did he say there about was Sunday night from sometime undetermined to sometime undetermined. Larry Harvey and Action Girl were here in the studio, doing hours and hours and hours, and I drove all the way south listening to them, and just laughing about how he would deflect things about. It was really funny, you know, like how many drug arrests were there?
What were you talking about?
And this Steve from Georgia kept calling up and saying, the Over the Edge guys, they are genius, you know, and yay Over the Edge. And the woman whose show it was kept turning him down. And, yeah, and so, and I kept thinking, is he talking about us? Because I don't know that you mentioned Burning Man all that much. And we talk about it all the time. So I think, Steve, if you're listening, you too have been fooled by the fact that many people think there's just one long show.
Yeah, but we don't say the BM word anymore.
How long were they on?
We performed rituals and oblations and sacrificial offerings that night for the show.
See, I think the Subdini should go to Burning Man and have a pretty
We were waiting. You know, the Subdinis were waiting for Larry Harvey to call us this year and say, hey, we want to give you some money so that you can really organize it right. Now that this thing has gotten this big, we really feel like the Subdinis should be well represented there in an organized camp. And we want to give you guys some seed money so that you can get... We know you subgeniuses don't believe in money, so a lot of you are sort of... It's difficult to pull you all together. So here's a little capital, and you can bring all the greatest subgeniuses together. And
this is an old movie of Philo.
Here's some theme camp material.
About, here's $200,000. Do what you want to do.
Yeah. What you want to do. Here's a bunch of minions.
So did you understand the right man from...
We kept waiting, but it never happened.
I was just
thinking.
Well, you know, Larry. You know,
but
he's
you're
got
listening
plans.
To.
Larry's got
I mean,
plans for Burning Man that do not include the Subgenies or the First Church of the
I think he's just scared, man. He's scared.
He's sold out to John Esquaga. John Esquaga there in Reno. And so Gerlach's going to be like this little mini boom town.
He was
like up a casino called Burning Man Casino.
Yeah,
and then they're going to have buses that run every hour on the hour from the casino out to the playa where they have one of those giant Burning Mans with a bunch of gas jets around it. You know those little toys that you grab? It's like a dog. It's segmented, you know, elastic segmented jointed dog, and you push the base, like a handheld thing, and the thing collapses, right? And then you let it go, and it just spring, opens the things up, and then it re-elasticizes.
That was in the early days when it was tiny.
You can make it dance, that's right.
All four legs.
They've got plans.
I can make it wiggle.
Anything you take out there,
that's right. They got plans for Burning Man just like that, you know, 50-foot Burning Man. So the bus comes out in air-conditioned comfort, lets the people out. There's a bunch of naked hippies that dance around the thing and beat on a drum, and every hour on the hour, the thing lights up. Collapses. People hop back in the bus, go back to the Gerlach casino, giant.
I always talk about how Negative Land's playing at Burning
Man comfort
for all these years.
Again?
Hard to hear you talk about it because it looks like I'm not going to make it to the playa this year.
Wow, that's the first time for you ever, right?
It would have been my ninth year in a row.
Right. That's pretty. Then you get they cut little tattoos or marks on you from, like, hash marks in the Navy.
Well, I may just.
I don't know if you went to that camp.
Cut some little chunks of hash.
I may give it a break this year, but.
Marks. I'm going back. I haven't been since 96.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a break this year, too.
However, on the 2007 event, there's going to be.
I've been going since 19.
A Luton bar.
There's going to be a lunar eclipse to the 2007 event.
During the event?
Yes.
man.
I guess the first one I went to
that'll
was
in 73. That'll put stiffener in your loincloth.
I will be there with bells on.
Did you go?
Oh, I don't want to see that.
Oh, we don't. Are we have anything else on besides the bells?
It's just a shame because I write an extensive account of my experiences each year, and I'm not going to, unless I make it for just a day or two. I'm usually there for the whole week.
Pretend, do like a new journalism.
What's the world going to do without Suicide Man's account?
Well, that's just a sham. I mean, shame.
Shame.
Yeah.
No, it's no sham because I've been writing also about everything about it, and as far as what
everything?
I could possibly experience, and I've been trying. You know, it's harder to keep track of figures like
it's
how
hard
many
to keep
bucks
track of Larry.
Right. As it gets bigger, then the everything grows
how many
exponentially.
Get hurt. The Rangers don't like to talk about things like statistics anymore.
Well, that's Larry.
I hate statistics.
That's
when
what
I'm
was
a
so fun about
somebody
listening
says
to this thing on Sunday
me,
night.
I just knock them
was
Larry.
As a person
Larry,
who's been
Larry,
there since.
Larry doesn't let anybody.
Somebody
alone.
Came
Larry
up to me
Larry.
One time when I was a
Larry
Ranger, and they
alone.
Said,
"I could gauge the difference."
And I have this to say.
I could gauge the difference in the event from listening to the organizer.
An
Action Girl. Well, I've done Church Air with Action Girl. Lots of.
Don't you say? Philo,
in fact,
those
in fact, one of the most amazing pieces of video I have is Janer coming to the all-girl Michael Pepe wrestling night, and
Larry
Janer
let me,
needs
so
to manage a young
it.
Woman.
Larry doesn't let me,
and
so
it's
why
Action
even
Girl.
Try.
If you're listening,
yeah, I don't even
girl.
Try anymore. I don't try. It's not about trying. It's just about talking about not trying.
A
feeding frenzy goes on every year with the BLM goons, the Bureau of Land Management with their night vision goggles, busting people for smoking pot.
Yep.
This is bullshit.
Uh-oh, you can't say that on the
air.
It is nonsense.
You can say
yes.
Bull hockey, but you can't say bull.
No, you can't
uncool.
Say pot on the air. As if, by saying it, we would actually suddenly go out and do some. But we would never do
that. That
hurts somebody.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Petty little things.
You've got to understand that the show is moving on. The show's going in a different direction. We're kind of like expanding out. We're going beyond the Burning Man mentioning Burning Man every
thing,
time.
Whatever
we're
you try to get
we're going beyond just, you know, the Church of Subgenius. And
the First Church of Last Laugh.
And the First Church of Last Laugh. Any
fast
of those kind of things. We're actually expanding into the future. We're going to go from yesterday all the way through today and halfway into tomorrow. Today. So you can be part of it. It's a mind-expanding new experience that people from all over the country are calling in to talk about.
Or complain.
How about you, caller, on line
eight,
one?
4-8-4-4
Oh, the caller
two,
hung
five.
Up.
Larry Harvey trying to get in. Larry Harvey
so
get in.
Please call right now at area
code 510. It would be no different, folks, from listening to Ivan Stang, Bishop Joey, or any
find
of those
out.
Other religions after they've gone on for 10, 20 years.
To Dr. Howe.
They all
at
start
X-Day.
Sundoing.
Find out the secret.
The routine.
Dr. Howe's special experience at X-Day.
And they just start accreting the lies.
Because
right that's
the
job
I'll tell
of
you
a
all the secrets.
No
lies
isn't here, but he used to
Dr.
be in the old
Al
shows.
From X
yeah,
that only
those
I
were actually
know.
Interesting.
And I will share with you, since he's not here to defend himself.
That's Malcolm X Day.
but I, you know, I saw Dick Cheney at a wedding. I just realized after I was told that I think he's got doubles and they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's like Saddam Hussein.
It's the ultimate in personal protection.
Saddam.
A state-of-the-art doppelganger.
And you never
for you
see
to
Barbara Bush
all
and when Dick Cheney at the same time in the same place.
When the IRS arrives at your door, just push the doppelganger at him.
Never see Dick Cheney and Barbara Bush at the same time in the same place. There are no photographs.
He's
no, they're Catholic. Doctored.
I scare my own family.
Oh, they're photoshopped.
And don't rush me.
Washington,
I get paid by the hour.
You know, handmade, yeah, by
these pithy little statements. And a recovering workaholic. Plus, I am no ordinary freak. Can be yours.
Anybody
your
in the news media now.
At the door with
anybody,
Barbara Bush.
Anybody who notices it and brings it to the attention of the authorities
this
of the administration. They're
new,
no longer with
for the first time.
To talk about disappearance.
Pull my finger.
Blame it on the rapture.
You'll be behind bars with these stars in your eyes.
What's another catalog of that one that's too dirty for cheap?
You know, it's almost St. Stupid's Day.
Yeah, I can feel it now. We're in planning stages now, getting permits, you know, making alignments and arrangements and fending off lawsuits.
Did you sign those agreements with the North Koreans yet?
We have an agreement that the North Koreans are going to run the parade now through Reverend Sun Myung-myung.
Kim Jong-il.
Myung-il. It's like Koreans are bad as Moonies are as bad as Muslims.
We put the Koreans in the box and we're shaking
Mormons.
The box.
Where's the
Moonies, Mormons, and Muslims? Gonna rule the world.
Where's a new cult we can
the
hate?
The year
for a
of
while?
The M. The 13th.
I'm tired of hating Christians. Can't we hate a different religion for a little while?
No, the Christians are so
I just wondered how
so
the
stupid.
End of the world no. happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to hate the Jews because they're so smart, but you hate the Christians because they're so
X-Day.
Smart. You hate the Muslims because they're so touchy, I guess.
That's why we don't
the little
hate them.
Subdinis.
They get mad at you when you hate them.
We don't hate
Muslims
when you hate them. Just understand they're touching.
So I guess that means suddenly the little campground is completely deserted.
Full auto dog.
What about the Confucians, though?
And all the little campsites full of subgeniuses are now empty. Like the rupture.
So I might have to be a bunny. Dick Cheney might have to be a bunny out at Burning Man.
Breatharians and the Mormons.
Dick Cheney's getting around. There could be a Dick Cheney at Burning Man.
I know. I saw him at Burning Man. That's what I was just going to say.
Very strange. I mean, when you get Dick.
He's just sort of everywhere.
Hey, you know, we should do that again down Telegraph Avenue like we did that time with those hats on and stuff. That was so much fun.
Here's the old freaky subgenius future.
And I walked down Telegraph Avenue with
they may have just burned
there.
Down the place.
Oh,
I think
yes,
that's what happened once. The saucers.
Remember that guy we went up
they come flying over.
The guy with the
and then stuff.
Yeah, that was
they
hilarious.
Burn. Yeah, yeah. But you have to shave,
so
though, because your beard gives you.
Oh, well, yeah, I have to shave.
Well, of course, once the world ends, then you can get a cool DVD about it later.
And I'd have to take off my military tactical vest unit for the remote control. Previously unknown issue that just appears on your chest when you're walking down the street. It's got that new mirror stealth technology. Keeps you from noticing it. And anyone around you from noticing it. You'll love the new security features, too.
It came to my attention.
Yeah.
Donald Rumsfeld was quite the nudist in the 60s.
When
he and I shared a bunk together.
Can you imagine him and
noticing
Cheney?
That?
We were spooning together, me and Donald.
Naked. Oiled.
With the martinis floating.
Naked, oiled.
Tom DeLay going to turn the heat
what
up.
People don't realize is there's a little
Tom DeLay was
magazine
there. We had sex
of all
with
government
him.
Figures. And they all share Playmate of the Month.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
So
we,
I don't know
but
what
we,
month
in those
is
days,
Cheney
as long as they would have sex with us, we didn't care what affiliation they had. We take Democrats or Republicans.
I wish Karl Rove might blow his brains out.
Oh, yeah, I wish he would, too. Why hadn't he done that already?
Just before press
are
conference.
You, well, now, sir, we don't incite violence against anyone on this program.
Wish, nothing.
We only wish him the pleasantest of dreams in his...
No harm to mammals.
In his nightly slumber.
That is, except for the two-legged kind.
Dick Cheney and...
Of course,
and
this
Cheney
is the gift of innovation that we offer you, the listener.
Dick Cheney and...
You can drive safely knowing your tires are properly inflated.
1982, I started...
It's the show.
1982, you're stuck in 1982.
Well,
that new innovative headlamp design on your forehead there is quite stunning.
That's just advanced syphilis.
It's stunning.
I got it when I tripped on a six-pack of prop that was sitting on the sidewalk.
Well, if you clean the air and restore that that pocket lamp, then we can
a long time ago, I delivered a flatbed truck of prop to you guys, but not going down the street.
Yeah, we forgot about that.
We smoked it.
Yeah, that flatbed
truck
then
we forgot about
was caught on fire.
Three VW vans got creamed when I went too sharp on the right turn.
Yeah, we sat back and said, these have
been... Yeah, I just left the truck and the whole mess and just
smoke
hitchhiked
this
over to the city. And Woodside says hi, everybody in the Bay Area.
What's
hi,
a man
Woodside.
Need but just a cup of coffee?
Oh, so do you know Bill? Do you know Bill in Woodside?
Bill.
Yeah.
There are lots of Bills.
He's good. In your shooter club.
You know Bill Benson?
You know, the guy with the big glass? The one that says, he doesn't say it's half full. He doesn't say it's half empty. He says the glass is just too tall.
there's only 17% oxygen in that glass right now on the air side of the empty side. I wonder what it'll be in 5 years.
Statistics are against it!
I wish Jerry could have saved us all. Oh, well.
Larry doesn't like it. It doesn't happen.
So exactly.
If you want something,
and
to
you know what,
there,
Larry,
only Jerry.
Larry doesn't even stay in a mobile home during the event. He said so.
He doesn't. Where does he stay?
And nobody gets arrested for anything. But there's a problem with alcohol on occasion.
Yeah.
And like X Day, everybody's happy.
Everybody's. You have to be happy.
You will be happy if it's your fun. We demand you are happy if it's your fun.
Creative. You're not being creative. Excuse me. Excuse me. We're the creative.
You are not being creative. It's your fun. You must have much more fun per session than you are having. We will make sure you have fun with these electrodes on your genitals.
If you sell your house and we'll tear it down and sell the property for twice as much.
You're announcing the most advanced fun you can have in one place in 2 seconds for only $5,000. Be so happy. It's your new
so
fun.
What is this show anyway? Is it sometimes
this
subversive?
Show is a new show.
Well,
this
show
is
now
an innovative show.
We're trying to reach out. It's
like
been bought by the Dick and it's been bought by the Dick and W.
We don't talk to Republican. It's music. This is all music. All
Dick
the time.
And W
no
now
talk show.
Owns the rights to the show. Owns the hour that rights to the hour
run,
that
really?
The show is on.
Oh, okay.
So the Dick and W show Industries, which sponsor the Dick and W Republican Outreach Cabaret, coming soon.
So this show now buys beer for former members of Duck's Breath Mystery Theater.
Isn't it exciting? It's so exciting.
That's how much he makes off this. Massively popular.
And you can add beauty to your show this year.
Dick and W.
Little flower pots grow out of
having little phylo flower pots.
I think Devo beauties. Did that already, though.
Yeah, they did. But they were the other
ones. Wow,
these are
how
the
does
ones
that work?
That have the
it's a little tiny Dick and W. So are you guys going to have the little action dolls and you pull
that's
the string?
Right. Okay, here's the first one. This is a prototype. Here's a beta version of the Dick Cheney doll. Okay, and let me fix it up for you here. Let's get it. You pull his you see the little
pull his
American
finger.
Flag.
You
the American,
pull his
American,
finger.
No. Well, hey, that's an idea though. That's an idea. Now, if you push this, his American flag.
Hey, that's what we got. You know, idea generation. That's what we do at QuiveringBrain.com. Bring your ideas to us. Concept Extension, our specialty.
Yeah. You can't say four-letter words on this show.
Yeah, you have to use two words where one is appropriate.
It's
concept
exactly right.
Extension. Your idea goes out in all directions at once.
At a concept you just couldn't get over a hump, call quiveringbrain.com for the latest in concept extension technology.
Shameless plug. I
need a knife
saying,
in your film? Call
StStupid.com. I would be pushing StStupid.com. Like
need to
that.
Frighten your grip?
No, I have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of a...
Call
MiddlingBrain.com show, however,
for
is,
a one-on-one session with a guru of your
controlling
choice.
The content of everything
now,
that's
own
on at the 3
edition.
O'clock to 5 o'clock time slot within the...
Is it a religious thing?
It's a religious like thing. Show? It's a political thing. It's an economic thing. It's a social thing. Thing. You know? So,
in other news... The world can't wait till tomorrow. Now, let's hear it from Bishop Joey.
Hi, I'm Bishop Joey, seminal and secular head of the First Church of the Last Laugh, world's fast-growing snack religion, 150% less dogmas, late religion, one holy
on
day a year, but today ain't it. But April 1st is. So what are you doing to get ready for April 1st, 2019?
Don't worry, it's not too late. Order by December 23rd.
September 10th. Okay. So what
it's
the parade
for
will
holiday
be,
delivery.
We're shifting the April 1st parade next year to September 10th. We're going back to that halcyon days of September 10th, long, long ago. Remember when you didn't have to wake up and watch television for hours and hours.
Or you could wake up and watch television for hours and
what's
hours.
What's the difference?
But you watch the shows you wanted to watch. That's the important thing to remember.
I need a Gurkha shape.
You didn't watch these new government-mandated shows, these ones that are you're required to watch.
Like the Dick and W Republican Outreach Cabaret coming soon to Berkeley. That's
this
right,
show is named the best overall show in
Berkeley. I think we should go to the Republican the
go there and see
Republican
the keen
Party
insight these
organization group,
mighty artists of your provide.
Panzer Division and have them sponsor us. They can, yeah, the stupid Republicans should sponsor this Dick and W show. We're Republican outreach. We're trying to reach all those blue state lefties.
Did that,
and they're massive 13-inch folders.
The best part about the show
is
when they went out and got the guy in the audience, his name was Bob.
It's funny. Yeah.
And he took the, I don't know if you see the tape, he took the money from his wallet. He took money from Bob's wallet, and Bob laughed and laughed. He was a true Bob.
Yes, and the modern technology combines again with precision manufacturing to create what has never before been shown in public.
Recognizable programming.
That's what this is?
This cast metal handles are constructed with...
Now they're carrying the show down the ritualistic hallway.
Intricately wrapped with...
Republican Outreach Cabaret coming soon to a theatrical venue in Berkeley.
And I hear that's the president and...
It's W and Dick Cheney on stage, dancing, singing, explaining the New Deal.
Yeah. Oh,
was,
yeah.
Was the New Deal clear?
Yeah. That'd be nice on a PowerPoint coming off an iPod.
I was thinking PowerPoint would be nice.
Because you can load that into a little iPod now. Right. And you could come out and just stand there. And here's Dick Cheney knowing how to whoop on an iPod, and the thing comes up.
And then somebody breaks in and takes over the
video projector. It's like this big, you know?
Really? I want to get one.
The portability sure looks cool.
Movie theater in a box.
Yeah, exactly. Who doesn't want movie theater in a box? I'm cleaning off my mind here with some CO2. I'm going to punch up me dot everything. Ow, it dries your little brain lobes out.
Now, is that an atomic wall clock you have?
Yeah.
Strapped to your chest?
Don't get too close.
Is that a timer?
Yeah, we can use it
are
for an elevator.
Explosives?
Yeah, don't press the button.
Thank you.
Okay, I won't.
Thank you.
Promise not to press the button.
Yeah.
Now, is this the button over here? Right here?
Yeah, no way, wait.
You can smash your way out of that wrecked car with this new smashing wrecked car handle device. Signal for help on the Autobahn while you're out there.
To say goodbye.
Okay, I gotta get some water.
Dick and W coming soon. Go to dickandw.us. That's right. We have a website. We have a website, dickandw.us.
Really?
Yeah. It's not up yet, but soon. We bought the domain name, and we put a lock on. You can't find out the address. You don't know where we live. And we will be promulgating this show for the benefit of you and the Blue
And this
States.
Is a real thing, folks. This is the kind of thing that you and your family could love and use for generations to come.
Yeah.
I think, and I'm not sure about that.
Sure. Yeah, we're going to find
I
out.
I think that's...
Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, see ya. Yeah, see ya. That's the Dick and W Show, leaving the stage. Or was that Johnny Steele? Oh, sorry, that's the first guy, Johnny Steele. I didn't have any relations with Steven at all, really. There wasn't time, because I got there, and it was... You saw me, I was like half an hour
busy.
Before the show or something.
Yeah.
And he was busy. He was busy arguing with the management. Whole time, so
about placement of cameras and stuff.
Yeah, because that place makes me want to leap off. I was thinking at one point, wouldn't it be cool? There are the two band boxes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The whole time you guys are up there, yeah. Lincoln could be in this one.
Yes.
And at the end,
a light comes up on him, and bam!
And you would have to say,
hat flies off.
You sockdologizing old man trap, you. And at that moment, as the Lincoln guy laughs. I mean, I'd do.
What are the words again? You sock.
I would. You sockdologizing old man trap.
Oh yeah.
That was an insult to a woman at the time, and that's a very funny line. And everybody goes, "Oh,
man trap."
And Mr. Fake Oswald of that time. Mm-hmm. I always liked that one.
Pre Oswald.
Leaping from the stage.
Pre Oswald.
Yeah, but he really did it. Sorry, folks. I don't.
Yeah.
Leave Uncle
Oswald
Dean
was just.
But what's interesting to me, there's a book called Shooting Kennedy that covers this really well. What's interesting to me is the. How we look at it after all these years.
I thought the show was supposed to be different. I thought you guys were going in a new direction, but it sounds just like the same show today.
No. If you look and listen very carefully and listen between what we're doing, which is the recognizable program portion of the show. If you listen between those segments of the recognizableness, if you break the recognizableness down to its component parts, you could probably write a book about it and get away with it. You know?
For the audience to perceive. You
well,
know,
what audience is there? I mean, it's like guys like R.G. Davis or somebody. You know?
Appeal to a broader yet more important audience.
Right, yeah. High-octane intellectuals are the only ones that really understand. Right, R.G.?
We were supposed to do it. You were supposed to do that. What is this?
Oh, no, I thought you brought it. You're supposed to bring it. I'm not even there.
I'm calling in now.
Oh, no, you're this is a recording. Yeah. We recorded you. This is months ago.
Well, I know that, but the callers didn't know that. Yeah. The other people that are calling in right now.
Now you let the callers in on it. Now we got to pay them off.
All those other callers that are hanging on right now and wanting to talk.
Okay, let's hear them. Okay, ready?
Yeah. Where are they?
Where are they? Show's breaking box office records again. Help us, caller. Help us. Don't just lay there in a stupor of your own juices. Call in 84842, whatever it is. I don't know what the hell it is.
Okay, well, I did call in 84842-5, and all I got was this stupid show.
Well, try another one.
My folks called 84842-5.
Maybe get a different show. Maybe get a better show. Maybe you can get one of
those. I called 84842-5, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
Moonies, Mormons, and Muslims. That's right. The Mooney more they all they've kind of
the
like
MK, that's the
there's a big buyout. Conspiracy. Somebody bought somebody. I'm not
you're
sure.
Talking about
Mooney
yeah.
bought the Mormons.
No,
and
the funny part
the
is
Muslims,
they keep saying how their religion,
the Muslims
but then
with oil
they never
money
talk about
the
their religion.
The Moonies, ganged up on the
Mormons.
Saint
everybody's
stupid.
Ganging up on the Mormons. And it's so easy to gang up on the Mormons. You ever talk to one?
Of course, there are millions and millions of other religions here in California too.
Yeah,
they're vaguely on the show.
200 headings in the yellow pages.
And if you're asleep, we're coming to get you.
You can't do anything. You can't change your fate. Time for
4, 8, 2. Five. Well, I might come up and join you there, so hang on. Okay. If you're on the outside of the ship, yeah. And we'll leave Bishop Joey here to preach.
The all Bishop Joey hour. Unstoppable radio signal beaming out from the bowels of Berkeley. That's right. The sports, weather, and the latest stock news. That's right. Mormons down 12 points. Moody's up 1,000,000 points. Mormons, out to lunch. We don't want to pick on any religions. That's right. The First Church of the Last Laugh is an all-inclusive religion. That's right. Because, well, we include everybody. If you're human, there's a little bit of stupidity in your DNA. You can't get away from it. So let's pay homage to it on April 1st, when the 28th annual St. Stupid's Day Parade will once again take to the streets. Brought to you by the First Church of the Last Laugh, the world's fast growing stack religion, 150% less dogma, the Lord religion, one holy day a year. Today isn't in it. It's Philo's birthday. That's when it's going to be. On Philo's birthday, we're going to have the parade right through this little tiny apartment that he lives in next to a golf course for raccoons. And the Dick and W Show, the Republican cabaret outreach arm of the First Church of the Last Laugh, world's fast-growing snack religion, 100% less dogma, a light religion, one holy day a year. Today isn't it, but April 1st, 2006, will be the home, yea, the site, verily, the place for the 28th annual St. Stupid's Day Parade. It'll be on a weekend next year. And then the year after that, too. 6 and 7 will be Saturday and Sunday. That's the new math. And you, as members of the First Church of the Last Laugh, will discuss during snack with 150% less dogmas, late religion, one holy day a year. Today is April 1st. Is you are unavoidably a member of this church. 7 billion members strong. We are the largest church in the world. And we represent the oldest religion. Because if in your DNA you find that stupidity is the most common and the most prevalent form of CTAD, then stupidity is the one thing that unites humanity. And if, as they say, and is obvious to you now, all religions are based on fear and guilt, then you must have somebody stupid enough to believe that con for it to work. And stupidity is the stem cell of all religions. St. Stupid's Day represents that which within us we share without. That's right. And without everybody else, you couldn't be here laughing at it. So the First Church of the Last Laugh provides you with a two-dimensional spiritual scapegoat. So that whenever you lock your keys in the car, slam the cat's tail in the refrigerator door, laugh hysterically at your girlfriend's choice of shoes, a two-dimensional spiritual scapegoat is there for you to blame when the consequences come cascading down. Down. The First Church of the Last Laugh, world's fast-growing snack religion, 150% less dogmas, a light religion, will provide you with that spiritual scapegoat. That's right. Because we're the only church that dares to tell the truth. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Ask me any question. Call up 848-4425 and ask Bishop Joey, the seminal and secular head of the First Church of the Last Laugh, world's fast-growing snack religion, 150% less dogmas, a light religion, one holy day a year. Today is not it, but April 1st is. We'll answer that question with the pure light of truth. That's right. The First Church of the Last Laugh is the only church that dares to tell you the truth. The truth about it all. The truth about it. The it that you cannot see. The it you cannot taste. The it you cannot smell. And you might have stepped in. Scrape your shoe off over there by the door before you come in to the First Church of the Last Laugh. The world's fastest growing snack religion. 150% off the dogma, the light religion. On holiday year, April 1st. Sponsoring this year, the Dick and W Show, Republican Outreach Cabaret for the Blue States. To show you in the Blue States where you went wrong and how you can go right. That's right. Dick Cheney live on stage with, what's his name, the president. Soon. Somewhere. In Berkeley. And in San Francisco. And then eventually we'll be opening for George Carlin, I think. Oh, I have a message coming now from headquarters. My planning calendar for the year. Thank you. Okay, let's look into this. Oh, my God, there's blood in your coffee. Witch nuts. You ever have witch nuts? Nobody's calling. I mean, I gave it the best shot I could. I tried my hardest. Okay, take. All right. Okay, I'm good. I'm done. That's it. Talk to a totally naked bishop. Here it is.
But we should be also talking about the 94.1 and the 89.3 and the 88.1 and the 90.1 and the KPFA and the KPFB and the KFCF and KZFR and the Berkeley and the Berkeley and the Fresno and the Chico.
And the Chico.
In the Valley of.
So 94 KPM.
Chicalama, Salampo, Concreto, Chacalita.
Recognizing.
There's no Michael Pepe out there. It doesn't matter. There's no Michael Pepe.
Let's just call Michael.
844-424-2.
You got his number? Let's call him.
Well, if we could, we'd call 844-424-2.
On your flip phone of the future.
We don't know how to call Michael Pepe.
I have a.
Anyway, I'm just going to take this one bong hit, okay?
Mucus Pupe. So that's.
Of church air. No, this isn't church air. This is false, what we call fake radio.
This is false radio. This is the one true false radio?
Yeah.
The one true false radio.
It represents what goes on in your mind after 4 a.m.
We just collect all the stuff that you dump out of your brain during the day. We go down with the street sweeper. And
we play with it.
Yeah, and then we just pour it into the big old box right over here in the corner. With the out jack. We jack it out. Process it. Clean it up. Arrange it so it's more logically digested by you, the listener. I need a stainless steel banana.
Yeah?
See, I can see you because it's background noise, but I have a problem because I'm looking on MySpace and none of y'all are on there.
Well, you went to where?
MySpace.
You went to where?
My own first spice case.
Your spice case?
MySpace. And I've been, like, waiting for, like, 5 months for Negative Land to accept me as a friend, but... Anyway, that's
Negative Land has no friends.
Yeah, and you realize that there are different shows. Right?
The only way to relate to them is
that's
the sewer
show.
That's like, there's only like 7 subgenii on MySpace, and
that's right.
Can't sleep at night.
Because of that, because there are only 7 subgenies. You know, and they all die. They're gone. The end of the day occurred. Philo was there. He saw him go away.
There.
So there aren't
any.
Where
was Philo?
It's a horrible.
That was Philo. That's right. She's identified all the various prop truck drivers.
Who is this?
Well, I finished my dishes.
Yeah.
Now I have to do my laundry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about breakfast?
She's just throw the phone in the dryer.
Yeah. X Day was great.
I need to find a flatmate just so they can help me clean my house.
Just flat? You want a flatmate? You don't want two-dimensional, or why don't you go for three-dimensional?
Why don't you go for a three-dimensional mate this time? One that has more than just length and
I'd like one from the sixth dimension, actually.
Yeah, I remember those sixth dimensions.
They're kind of high maintenance.
So would I, of course. Everybody wants one.
High sixth dimension.
Yeah, those are the good old.
Yeah, what they can do.
Oh, your show is so confusing. I don't understand anything.
Yeah, I know that's the point.
Well, you're helping.
We're trying to change direction, though. We want to become less confusing.
We want to reach out.
Yeah.
We're trying to expand our consciousness
less confusing?
And our horizons.
Fewer voices
all
talking.
Inclusive.
Only down to three.
Tolerance.
Yeah. Less overlapping jibber jabber.
From one ear, I hear, you know, on the phone, and then the other ear, it's like a 5-minute delay.
Yeah.
You know, however long it's taking all those wires under the.
Miles and miles from your brain.
Hundreds of thousands of miles.
And there's a return signal back to us.
Thousand hundred miles.
Back to us.
Mile after mile, trudging across the world.
But then your brain can overheat, so you have to
the wires of the internet, all the way over there.
That overheated.
Is it hot there? Because it is so hot. And then I just had all of the.
You know, I helped somebody move today.
Into fame.
And I sweated at least a pound off. It was so hot, it was at least 100 degrees near my house.
Ooh, no kidding.
I sweated so hot.
No, we're talking
so
about
much.
Fahrenheit.
I forgot what Fahrenheit was. I don't know how to convert that.
Well, it was a movie about, well, it's a great book about burning books.
Here's what you do. You take centigrade, or Celsius, multiply times 1.8, and add 32.
Say it again.
Take the Celsius temperature, multiply times 1.8, and add 32.
You know everything.
When you're old as he is.
Yeah, the cryptic days of...
An Alzheimer hasn't set in yet.
Old-timers has... Might have set in. Hey, did you...
Brain cancer, so I don't want to get, cancer in the shape of the...
Right.
No.
Well,
don't
send
worry.
Me
Listen
send
to this.
Me email later or buzz me. And
yeah, I'll try to make it to St. Stupid's Day.
Don't try. Oh, there is
you
no
should.
Try.
And Burning Man.
Yes.
And End of the World. Well, End of the World's coming up again, right?
Again?
Yeah. It's
well, we didn't make it this time, so we'll do it again next year. That next year we'll get it right. I promise. I mean it this time. None of those false promises from the last 3 years.
None?
No. Well, buzz me later. Buzz me later. On the instant message system.
I hear Dick Cheney is going to...
So you don't get cancer of the head.
Buy Berkeley. He's going to buy the entire...
I heard the other day that there was a new study that showed that even with those little headphone cords, it still doesn't reduce the chances of getting in a crash while you're driving.
That's right. It's
still four times as likely to get in a crash than someone who's not on the phone.
You're just, your brain checks out from watching the road. You got to have
well, just walk around life. Here's the deal. Here's what everybody, none of those studies show. Walk around life just holding your arm up to your ear. Don't even hold a phone there.
That's right.
Just keep your arm up next to your ear and think that takes a certain amount of concentration. You're not even
because
used to.
Because the aura in your hands is
now
so
now start
powerful.
Talking to your hand
that's right.
while you're holding it up to your ear.
It's the aura. The aura in your hand
See?
Interacts with the aura of your brain, distracts it from
it
its purpose.
It distracts your brain
the,
to talk to your hand
to look
as
out
it's
for that
holding your ear.
Oh! And that's how it ended.
That was a good story, Uncle Joey. Can you tell us more tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. Go get the olive oil.
Uncle Joey's been telling his submarine stories again.
Uncle Joey, can
I'll
you take your hand off
East
my
China
my,
Sea,
my
1962?
Back?
I think it was cruising along about 5.
Gee, Billy, Uncle Joey's kind of creepy.
And somebody said, look out for that tree.
Look
yes,
at the way
he
he's
is.
Slobbering on himself.
George. But he has many old stories to
What's
tell us.
What's that smell that comes off of him when he walks around?
That's
old What's man. What's strange brown stripe on his pants?
Yes. Hash marks. I have hash marks.
That's
Every
a mark
four
of seniority.
Years in, you're gonna, if you don't change
soon
your
soon UFO is going to come down and like grab him up.
Okay, Billy. We can escape. If we go through that little secret trap door over there in the corner, you ready? Okay, let's make a run for it.
Ultra fast.
Okay, we made it, Billy. We're inside the doorway. Ah, I think we're safe. Ah, gee, for a minute there, I thought it was the doorway to do.
What's that behind you?
Yeah.
Or a tear gas pistol. Maybe a tear gas pistol. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, it wasn't Bob. It was a tear gas pistol. Well, that's
yeah.
It
just made Bob
cry. That doesn't
cry.
Work so well.
Okay, Billy, don't cry. Anymore.
So what? Did you burn the little Bob thing? Do you always have to burn the icon?
Yeah, we burned the icon.
You,
okay, we did all the same stuff.
And then,
we went to the Walmart and bought a whole bunch of crap. We brought it
all
back.
All the same stuff.
We did all the same stuff we always do. We drove around in the car all loaded up on Akihau. Fast, too fast. That's a ritual that some geniuses have to do. It's not because we really endorse driving intoxicated. In fact, we are highly against that. We have a group called some geniuses against drunk drummers. And their sole purpose in life is to prevent the Drummond Brothers from driving on the highways and byways of New York or elsewhere with too much alcohol in their bloodstream. That's their purpose. And so now, hit it!
Don't be looking at me that way. I'm doing this right for the USA. You know, if it weren't for people like me, we'd be adrift in a bright red sea. Now there's a lesson to be learned about the way the world really turns. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The whole damn world belongs to us.
What's that Baghdad?
Baghdad.
Song?
Oh, yeah. Cakewalk. Cakewalk into Baghdad. Cakewalking into Baghdad. That's Bruce Barthol from the Mime Crew.
Yeah, that's a good little song.
Wrote that for a show we didn't use it a couple years ago.
Studies show a nature-induced sound.
Does that mean we didn't use it a couple of years ago?
Bruce Barthol, he's only been 2 years ago.
And make a person more productive at the office.
Country Joe and the Fish. He used to play bass for Country Joe and the Fish.
Silly show.
And was like a 17-year-old stoner bass player for Country Joe. And
the Governor?
And the Fish. Barry Melton. And don't spend $10,000. What are we doing this radio show for? Don't ask me. I don't give a damn. Next stop is 5 a.m.
At 5 a.m., we'll be at Dream Fluff Grill Donuts waiting for you.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hey,
open up your phone lines now, 848-4425, and you can find out why. Cakewalk to Baghdad is a song that you'll be singing as you leave the theater after seeing the Dick and W Show.
And
Republican,
I think you should call right now
at
848-4425.
That's right. Get
and
your
you
tickets
can
now.
Find out what kind of
free,
donut
free,
Bishop
free.
Joey will be eating at 5 a.m.
That's right. Tickets now available. Free tickets for the first 2,000 callers to the Dick and W Republican Outreach Cabaret. Coming soon to a theatrical
free
venue.
Tickets. Free admission.
Freight and Salvage. Call Freight and Salvage.
Caller.
There's a caller.
Driving Moving Mountains.
Moving Mountains.
Yeah.
Where'd you move them to?
We live in the Moving
What'd
Mountains.
What'd you do with them?
I live in the Moving Mountains. That's for sure.
Okay.
And we moved mountains. We brought the mountain to Muhammad.
You did.
And then we moved it over to the show. And then we put it, it's out sitting in the
hey,
back
look, there's
right
all
now,
kinds of
old-time
callers calling tonight.
So if you want to buy the mountains, give us a
free
good
tickets,
price.
Free tickets, I thought.
Yeah. Take the price
free
out.
Tickets, yes, free tickets, Bishop
That's
Joey.
Right.
There's
That's
your
right.
price.
Okay, free tickets to the Dick and W Show?
Yes.
Okay, what night would you like to go?
Any
night.
Well, no, you have to pick one.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Yeah, it has to be the night they're actually doing the show.
Okay.
Just put her name on the list.
And if you can guess that night, you'll get free tickets. You and a guest, I promise you.
Yeah.
You're
I'm
that
thinking
good.
Of a number between 1 and 7.
One in 365.
Is it true that they'll appear in Berkeley at some point?
No,
yes, we're looking
oh, the
guess.
Other thing was, I forgot, but I promised to mention it here on the air in front of Northern and Central California.
Which night
is
the
proprietor of the Hush Hush told me to offer you their place if you want to do it.
Oh, the Hush Hush?
Yes, which will be disappearing soon.
Oh, that's right. How big is the Hush Hush?
It's
big enough for the Dick and W.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if anybody or any place
this was
is
in the
big
theater.
Enough.
It'll hold five
Dick
people.
And
this was in the theater
five?
With Lincoln looking on.
$500 each.
And there's a little fake booth shot him at the end. It was cool.
Do you think you can be there, Carl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
I know this person can be there if she can guess that
should
night.
We put at the door?
What's the name you want on the list?
Lori.
Lori?
Lori. Okay, Lori.
Lori, you're on the list. So the Dick and W Show, whenever it shows up.
Lori, it has been so long since you called.
I know.
DickandW.us will
That's
be the
amazing.
Website. That's so amazing. Check that.
And here we are on the show, the same as ever, just trundling
along.
You must
write KPFA and tell
Actually,
them how much
Actually, can
you
tell
the
show's
the
different?
Show.
We've taken a new direction.
And you must tell them
you
how
have
much
to,
you
You have
love
to say,
show.
Yes, Philo, I can tell
the
show is different.
The show might disappear one day.
Thought it was different some way or another tonight.
If you listen closely between the recognizable
it smelled different
portions
tonight.
Of the programming,
or was
you can hear
that
the
my
difference.
Breath.
I caught it.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
Ask him about what?
These patented aluminum-made
the
gadgets.
The girl singer on the left, on Over the Edge.
The dull singer
who
on the left?
The girl singing on Over the Edge.
Yeah, who was that? Oh, then we'll have to ask the... let me
that
write
Don.
That down for the
that
questions.
That was Don.
For the
Don
benefit of
sideways.
Steve in Georgia.
I'm putting that on
this
the questions to ask
only
Don
him.
Next
okay.
week list.
Only him, yeah.
It's number 65.
This is a separate show, but don't everybody else listen. You assume whatever you want. But for Steve of Georgia, this is actually a separate show. And I don't think that Don Joyce has ever mentioned Burning Man except for times we've
What about what?
Burning Man.
Twist on the whole thing.
Yeah,
Caller?
Me too.
Caller?
And the twist
caller?
Of I am the walrus is the other question for him.
I am the walrus.
I am the walrus.
Me as you are me, and we are all together.
Maybe I'll be there in person next week.
Okay.
With goodies for snacks.
Okay.
Goodie bird
that's
snack.
A good idea.
Okay.
I got to get a snack.
This
too.
One's going out for goodie bird snack.
And I'm going to get a snack. I'm going to have patented aluminum-made gadgets that are perfect for the home or office and carrying your groceries. These gadgets are ultra-thin, making them easily transportable in your pocket. The finest automatic gadgets are constantly wound. These gadgets are built for off-road.
Quick
Nothing
release.
Like our gadgets.
Slim.
Our gadgets
comfort.
Will beat years of research.
Innovative solutions.
And these gadgets will introduce you
attaching
to...
Attaching screws.
Another gadget that fits your unique yeah. size.
Give yourself to yeah, your tactical edge.
We need
Yes, this range
gadgets.
Of whatchamacallits and gadgets is beyond the scope of most ancient Ugaz.
Tire thumper. You Ozark tire thumper, you.
Own the most powerful compact gadgets available in the USA today. These solid, hefty, handsome money grip designs on these gadgets will keep credit at bay.
Custom flex interior.
Numbers so big that you can see them from 100 yards away.
Open muzzles.
Sink into the soft, doughy comfort of this new gadget memory foam.
Don't squat with your spurs on. That's today's lesson.
Hey, did you notice the heat switch on this gadget?
Yeah.
Keeps my feet toasty warm on these cold driving mornings.
It's got a nice value ticket, too.
Ah, that feels like a real
masseuse. More added value?
Mm-hmm.
I love that phrase,
added value.
Value added.
Extra value added.
I love that phrase. I like the concept, although it's rarely seen.
Extreme value.
Extreme value added.
That's what we're the party of extreme values.
The world's first ever super gadget.
No missing parts.
We have super gadget technology. These gadgets are beyond the scope of normal hearing.
With uncovered capsules. Metal finish.
Okay, take this box. Here, take it.
Prior to 1898.
There's a box.
Okay, I've got
now
it.
Now put some gadgets in there.
All right.
Load up this bucket of gadgets into that box.
Yeah, okay. I can do that.
Okay, now the callers will be calling in expecting their gadgets any second. So
a leather humidor?
Gadget Universe keeps us in touch with gadgets. All the gadgets we need.
That's what I've been looking for.
Every kind of gadget that you're thinking of now
yeah.
appears magically in Gadget Universe.
This one I didn't think of.
Wow!
I didn't think of
it. I thought of it, though.
But I wanted to.
I thought of it.
So the combined
future.
Thoughts of you, Puzzling Evidence.
The future's better.
And
you know the future and
Dr.
the future
Philo
is really
Drummond.
Better than the future of the past? That future of the past sucks.
Produce.
But no, man.
A known if you fiber optic flag.
Envision hat. A future from the future. Rather than envisioning
and a spray gun kit.
And manifesting a future based upon the past or even the stale present. The future of the future.
But is it the future, or is it just an alternate past?
Wait a minute. Wait, what?
Is it yesterday's tomorrow, just today's...
Well, technically, yesterday
day after tomorrow.
What?
Tomorrow, yesterday. So
and if tomorrow's yesterday, is today's day after yesterday, then tomorrow is... Today's
you can turn the page. You can roll over and go back
day
to sleep.
Day after yesterday's tomorrow.
4425 and put a stop to the madness.
You can, with your new utility trailer gadget.
Call in.
Towards my utility belt because I have the ultimate ability to become the most awesome person ever born on the planet Earth.
Either pure or evil.
And then I fell asleep.
Pure evil.
Because the demons would not leave my face alone.
Yeah, a common problem
we were
in space.
Why couldn't you leave your
face
alone?
Occurs all the time.
I need my Energizer batteries to keep me super powered like Superman.
In a world where negative.
Well, that's what Walgreens is for.
Because I thrive on energy, like the round table we all must exist upon the same plane.
Oh, you're talking funny, too. Oh, okay, well...
Lower everybody to the lowest
That's
common
our job
denominator.
Here on the, show.
The
lowest
show.
Form of human comedy.
Yes, the Blabber. Most vile of creatures.
Vile.
Pile.
Pernicious.
A vile pile of creatures. They're in your front
of pile.
That's humanity for you.
Blabbery.
Discrepancy on reckoning.
Lum dummery.
You're right, mate.
Lord.
Dodgy at best.
Million troubles to work. We talked, we marched, we fought on. We voted, we did everything we could to defeat the sub-geniuses. But they somehow, this unprecedented effort brought forth new energy, organization, and commitment.
Stand by.
From us, the renegades.
Subliminal.
That's what they told us when we were there at X-Day this time, and we had to eradicate this pernicious.
Orders from headquarters. Stand by. Stand by for transmission.
Well, they were just making inroads. We had to actually stop it in its path. That's why we used poison.
Yeah, but it was a pretty poison, though. Butter Creek poisons. Made from all natural ingredients. Shade-grown, fair trade, organic. Poisons for that special summer.
I got my tools. I'm gonna sing a song on the air. Got my two belt on, got my utilities.
Got your nailer stapler
cap. Got my ball cap.
Got your two-piece rubber strap wrench.
Yep. Got my tools.
Got your 10-inch pneumatic dryer.
Sing a song on the air.
Got your door makers kit set. Got your air compressor, got my propane bottle, got my hammer drill, got my roofing nailer, got my steel loading ramp, got my sawhorses, got my electric planer, got my electric hoist, got my three-jaw pilot bearing puller, got my self-centering dowling jig, got my heavy-duty nut driver, got my torque wrench, got my long-reach pressure bar, got my ratcheting drive thread set, got my mechanic tool kit, got my complete 40-piece socket set.
Ready to go. I'm going to start building something. Yeah.
Here, take my stubby ratchet, take my professional socket set, take my heavy-duty pry bar, take my 4-piece tubing paper, take my micro-torch, take my laser level, take my 16-piece precision screwdriver set.
Build me something.
There's an orbital air sander and a 3-inch air-high speed cutter.
I'm tired.
Call in with your spiritual questions now. Bishop Joey is standing by to tell you the only truth that you need to hear to help you continue on your quest into the future. Not a future built upon the past. Not a future built upon the stale present of your pitiful existence. But a future based upon the future. That's right. The First Church of the Last Laugh is providing
what present is left is only there to face the future.
That's right. So call in now. Have that burning question. That philosophical.
Designed to let you face the future.
Financial. Sexual,
in comfort,
social, and some sports, not all.
Whether you know it or not, the future is here.
Any questions?
It has been here for some time now. You have been a part of the future and did not even know it. In your past experience of the future that you thought was the present, you proclaimed to yourself, I know that I shall be. And forevermore am here, together with myself and the others,
I know.
In the future. The future of new, lower price.
I know.
New, higher standard.
I know.
New, better value.
I know.
New, no smoking.
I know. I know.
Schedule minutes back.
I know.
That's right. The reckoning shall rain upon... those who have to use...
Don't rain upon my reckoning.
I
hate it when God calls me.
So it's some kind of funny parade?
Well, it attempts...
Oh, it's the Rainbow Parade!
No, it's the St. Stupid's
Day
Parade.
St. Stupid's Day Parade.
Now, caller, have you ever been to the St. Stupid's Day Parade?
like a Halloween for straight folks.
Okay, I'm going to steer you through this section of the ride. I want you all to proceed directly upstairs with Ashley following you. Additional cultists enter through the downstairs door as you pass after a few seconds. There you should expect to stand west of the archway and shoot the cultists as they reach the top of the stairs. Then move to the top of the steps and use the rifle to snipe the red cultists that are lingering near the entrance. Take out the grotesque Plaga emerging from the neck as well. The cultist in red drops gold bars that are worth 400,000 pesetas. Collect the pesetas on the table and take the golden sword from the plaque in the northwest corner. Replace it with the platinum sword and then go downstairs and set the golden sword in the gold plaque. The upstairs exit is revealed. Collect the other supplies and treasures in the barracks and then exit. The castle is unsurprisingly locked, so head west and open the door. Use the rifle to blow the head off the guy a few feet away and then his plaga if necessary. The commotion should alert the enemies inside the building. Either back up and allow them to tunnel through the doorway or charge in and take them on. One grenade tossed into the building does a lot of damage. Just be careful not to stand near the exploding red barrel outside the building, which may go off, taking you with it.
It's my turn. When the truth is found to be
painting the room to the open
man. And all the cultists within you.
There's his wild impersonation of this sacred song. Yeah.
Good?
Well, that part of the movie is. Some parts of it are pretty good. He plays a good, scary scene. The guy through the front little keyhole kind of guy. He's a cable guy.
Did you do this?
Some kind of. Yeah, yeah. Everybody does that now. Actually, you know, his second movie was the second Subgenius mention I ever heard. Remember that?
What movie was that?
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. When he goes and sees his supercomputer friend, when they're going to figure out where some clues come together, he says he sees the bad guy come up on the screen and he says, "Yeah, this is some kind of bad subgenius." I was at a 99-cent theater in Tennessee and I sat bolt upright. Like, where did that come from?
Cool.
Yeah, I've got the phone, all right? I'm in a suit here.
I got that little clip on video, actually.
Could you get the waiter over here? I'd like another cappuccino.
Okay, me too. I'm actually going to have to leave in, 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
let's leave the
lines open to the callers. Callers, take over.
Callers, you call in now. I'm warning you. If you don't call in right now, I'm coming to get you.
Your chance to take over the station.
Me and Bishop Joey are coming by your house.
You don't want that.
That's right. Finally.
Come by your house. We're going to stand next to your window and we're going to go.
All this fighting and infighting here at KPFA, that's all such a bad, bad scene. But you, the caller now. Caller,
and you'll be so scared. You'll be sitting in your bed like a little sissy boy, patting your fingernails.
You'll only be able to hear your own
dream. We're going out to Donna.
At Dream Fluff Girl on Ashby, so you can be there.
Us hobolos.
You could be there eating donuts with us and Tron and all those other guys down
that
there.
That Sesame Street character.
It's your own breathing.
Whoa, I start to take apart the show to take home with it.
Tore the show apart. I almost ripped the show down. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Look. What is that? That's the way you get behind the show.
It's a piano with a little voice recorder in it. It was impersonating a caller.
Look. Me and Bishop Julie are behind. We're getting in behind the show now.
All I can hear is my own breathing.
Me and Bishop Julie are inside behind the show. We got our hands over in the back side of the show. And we're diddling around back there, not doing anything. I can't feel anything back there. It's sort of like an empty backside. It's just long and narrow and doesn't have anything in it. Now I'm leaning over. And I'm looking in the backside of the show. It's not quite unlike my excursions in the backside of other parts of reality. And yet, in some ways, it's just a narrow shaft with screws and...
Hey, we should go to some caverns tomorrow.
And so I'm going to put it back. I'm putting the show back.
We should go to Philo tomorrow.
We should. Well, no, we're going to the Coulterville Highway. We'll be out on the Coulterville Highway exploring the Foresta Cemetery. It's an ancient cemetery. And would you, caller, would you quit breathing on the phone so heavily, please?
When are you coming back? Sunday night?
Sunday.
I might be able to do it. I'm gonna call him right now.
Oh, I got... Did you see that John Chris Fluzzi remake of Boo Boo and Yogi? Boo Boo Goes Wild.
No.
Really funny. Really funny.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring it with me. I'll bring, of course, I'll have to bring the
DVD player.
DVD player.
All the way, then we'll all just crowd around the dashboard and cram our faces as close as we can.
I'll bring two tiny little monitors.
I'll bring the Dick and W show and I can watch it.
Yeah, you can watch it.
I want to see the Dick and W show.
I mean, you have to bring a VCR and
I'll have to rip it to
and bring the, and so we can watch it while we're driving down the road.
Bishop Joey is hurling into the phone wildly. He can't help it. He's lost control of himself. And the show is just creeping by. I'm so hungry and sleepy. It seems to be going by like 1 minute equals 30 minutes.
Funny, I was feeling creepy and sleepy. You're hungry and sleepy?
I'm hungry and sleepy.
I'm creepy and sleepy.
You're always creepy, though. You're just sleepy now, and it rhymes with the way you normally are. Creepy.
But I'm also deepy.
You could call right now at 848-4425.
And end the madness.
And you could extend my dip switch.
Excuse me? Can you say that, you know?
Sure.
You're little kids.
You can diddle with my dip switch. You can flip my dip switch.
If a radio
switch.
Was on somewhere, you know,
you can
radio
change
waves
the configuration. You can change. You can configurate, or you can confugulate.
Our children.
You can confugulatize the children. You can teach them to be full metal alchemists.
For the children. For the children.
You ever thought about moving south under the archway and approaching the corner cautiously this time?
Of the south, no.
The two cultists positioned there will hold the wooden riot shields. And then the shields are resistant to handgun fire. But
a year in Pascagoula, Mississippi.
With a single shotgun blast at close range.
A year in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Exaggerated. 1968. Not
exactly. Not made of normal circular heartbeat of an irregular human being.
Oh, we got a poet loose. There's a poet loose on line
fired.
Six.
Do not talk to me.
Looks
I
like
can
a stun gun.
Would you just close the garage door?
6:03 p.m. Then I'll see everyone at 6.
Close the garage door, caller.
Oh, wait a minute. I got one thing.
And it's for the children this time. Remember.
Remember. No obstacles. Only challenges.
Leave no children left behind.
This is for the odd, the stiff, and the fugly.
This show is for the children.
Bud Fugly. You know who you are.
This entire control scheme is elegant and simple. And despite the complexity of some of the situations, changing between first person and third person modes is easy. Be part of the action this time, caller. Don't just fold back into the universe. Bloody hell, caller. Bloody hell.
Is he okay?
He's hurling again. He's got this kind of complex singing patterns. He sings and hurls
gone up,
at the same time.
Heartbeat's gone up. Everything's gone up on the scales here.
Your silk shirt. I need to wipe this up.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to play that game.
Isn't that
man.
Dick Cheney? Yeah. You know, that's the other thing is Dick Cheney was at X Day.
I'm going to push the edge.
Dick Cheney was at Sing Stupid Day Parade. I can affirm to you that Dick Cheney appeared where Dick Cheney appeared.
Pushing the edge over to this part of the
I was in San Francisco one day, and I saw two Dick Cheneys in one place.
Dick Cheney before he...
That was just his doppelganger. That was Dick's doppelganger.
I thought it was Dick Cheney. The other guy's not Bush. I can tell that. Just from the evil little horns and the little pitchfork. And little red suit gave it away, too. And little tail, too.
Well, God of War has been getting a lot of attention, and deservedly so. It combines the furious, in-your-face action of a Dick. God of War, seven faces.
Hey, the show's stuck on Dick Cheney there. Somebody just
Dick Cheney
knocking
owns
the side.
Dick Cheney
I've been playing Half-Life 2.
Dick Cheney owns the 3 to 5 a.m. slot.
Dr. Hal again.
Does Dick Cheney own the 2001 that goes on in my mind all the
Dick
time?
Dick Cheney owns the mind that goes on in your mind. Dick Cheney owns you, caller. That's right. Subjugate yourself. Dick Cheney and Condoleezza Rice in 2008 will be the ticket. That's my prediction. That's right. I'm
so,
betting
yeah,
the house
you know,
on that.
I got funding recently from a Republican National Party to shoot inside Dick Cheney, and we're going to do it like inside John Malkovich.
Inside Dick Cheney.
And you just pop into his head. That's what you should do for your video.
It. That's the one. That's the video, yeah. There you
like
go. That's
a,
the documentary.
A three-minute treatment of Inside Dick Cheney.
You liberals love documentaries,
and
you
just
love
like the
John
movie,
Malkovich.
Go inside, yeah. And
so,
you see Dick Cheney's world.
Dick Cheney.
Things.
Get real boring. You know, kind of like looking
yeah,
at his shoes
a lot of files.
At a meeting.
And then the Bush guy's voice going,
talking
you know, you're looking down
away.
At the desk. Just a shot of the desk. It's like four Dick
that would be funny. Use that little video of the Bush head that just has the jaw that goes up and down.
Right, yeah. He's looking at you need like a side shot of Bush talking, so it's like Cheney looks over and there's Bush babbling away, and
yeah.
Then he looks at his shoes, and he looks at his watch.
Yeah. And like you were doing, you were doing this thing of you know looking down at your suit and brushing.
Yeah. Inside and looks over again.
Yeah.
What was it?
You were looking down again at your different time, brushing off the front of your suit like you're brushing off Bush.
Yeah.
You know, so you
reach over.
Yes, Mr. President. Yeah, correct him.
Oh, but speaking of
Mr.
which,
President.
I wanted to invite Mr. Allard on the show anytime he wants to come on.
Oh, he'd be a ball of fun.
Yeah,
he'd love
exactly.
It.
Yeah, so
but
I
he's,
think
he's way,
he'd be a
way,
ball,
way,
man.
Way,
he'd be
way,
a
he's
ball.
Way over to say.
He'd ball.
Oh,
he'd be a ball, man.
But Duck's Breath Mystery Theater was amazing.
Yeah, come
time.
Over
they're
to
doing
this
a
side
show.
Ball.
Soon.
They are doing a show?
Want to promo the show.
Yeah.
As soon as he gets the thing running, I think we're doing, in the next couple of months,
yeah,
they're doing
the
a tour.
World of
so
wow.
You might be able to get him on and say, oh, we have thousands of listeners over a period of 20
years. We might be able
years.
To get him on. What? So. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
It's like a longevity thing. If you look at the prisoners from one end to the other, then it looks like a lot.
You cram all the listeners within one
years
of
meepy caller.
Let's send letters to all of our listeners and ask them to call in all at the same time.
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
We're talking about the show.
We use direct mail.
What show?
And
my show?
A newspaper ad.
Well, it was your show a little while ago.
What did I show up here for if not to talk about my show?
Let's put an ad in the newspaper for our new show, telling everybody to call in at the same time. Do you want to do that?
Or else, or we'll call them at the same time.
Look, it's 20 minutes till. I think I'm going to go by.
What are you doing?
You're going to go by first, and then you have to go to work? You have a real job, don't you?
You've got to have a meeting at 7:30.
That's right, people. That's right, you're rolling
over
now.
But I can be home by 5:30.
Who turned my radio
on?
Do I really have to go to work today? We're here to tell you. That's right. We're the show.
Actually, I can sleep till 7.
Brave enough to tell you, you don't have to go to work today, Paul.
Because
I'll
sleep with my clothes on.
This young man needs absolution from the show.
I'll have one leg laying on the floor.
Need an exorcism of the show?
I think this young man is in deep spiritual trouble.
I think so.
And
yeah, we're going to have to kill you.
No, nobody's
going to
kill you, sir.
But it's for your own good.
Well, somebody will kill you later.
Oh, your baby,
your
baby, your baby.
Can't spare
your
face. Your face just is unconscionable.
You kill so many.
What kind of shoes? What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Because of I'm sorry, sure. I have to film this.
What are you wearing?
Thing on the
what are you wearing?
World.
What does it matter what I'm wearing?
It matters a lot what you're wearing.
Question.
I mean, we have to envision that future.
Are we
in the future.
Trying to save your baby?
It depends upon what you're going to wear now.
Do we need to save your baby?
He heard that we do this show for the kids, for the children.
He's been practicing his crying voice. I can tell. Stop crying.
Okay, that's
hello,
better.
Did somebody make a 911 emergency call?
Yeah, it's just a crybaby.
Yeah, could you bring me a cappuccino and an apple fritter?
whoever was playing Michael Pepe, you have to call back again.
Yeah.
Because that impression, fake impression was pretty good.
If you could have Michael Pepe call back on the emergency call line... We think we can rescue him this time. We think we can disengage him.
Help me, I can't escape this terrible, inawkward maze that I cannot face because I am not of your ilk or identity.
Of your ilk? If you'll have Michael Pepe call, or the person that was, if you'll have the person Michael Pepe was posing as call back at 848-4425, we will be able to address her needs at this point. We can rescue the child. We have the instruments and the...
My baby!
We have the technology, and we have the... We sort of have the desire.
And we have the hook to take Michael Pepe off the air on the radio.
Like
we can hook Michael Pepe on the radio off the air. That's the amazing
thing. It's really worth it for the children.
We have the technology that has
evolved. You will pay us for the children.
Thousands of years of Michael Pepe.
Because we have to do it for the children.
We need your money. We have filmed.
I'm on a vow of poverty. It's my wallet that has a vacuum cleaner.
Give us your,
jump to it.
Your beeping money.
Just like Bob at the Dick and Cheney show. Oh, wait, no, that's not.
Brock Burgers with cheese.
George and Dick. Dick and George.
Are we going to do that fundraiser we talked about? The
Live Aid? No, it's. Where's Harold?
Live Aid.
Yeah, oh, everybody.
He was chosen this year to actually go on the pleasure saucer.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable.
And you could have been there. We were looking for you.
Yeah.
You were number 13.
Right now. This is just my clone.
Your simulacrum, pretending to be Philo.
This is my homunculus.
Okay, see you in hell.
See you in hell.
See you in hell.
More than four things.
Okay, well, all right. You can take four things, but only four things. Make sure it fits into this size space right here because you can have only... In fact, why even bring anything? You're going to get all new stuff when you get there. Leave all your valuables at the door.
I never thought you actually had to bring
it. Gold in that one, silver in that one, jewels in that one. Leave all your money over there.
Not anointed, annoyed.
Anointed. You could be there this weekend, and yet you're not. You're here. You could have called in and asked for your baby.
You could have saved
the
show an hour ago, but no.
You called in
as
Michael Pepe
too late.
This time.
Show's going down. Bulkheads are caving in.
If I could hear the zombie girl.
Villages are flooded.
I would take you and do like a belly-to-belly suplex.
Friday and Saturday, a cyclone. And
what is happening?
Zombies, monsters, pyrotechnics. I'm getting my head decapitated by Don Paul and the whole group of people, including Jenny Giles, who is my body. And
wonderful.
And then Cookie Mongoloid plays on Saturday.
Oh, you're going to have your body decapitated then, right?
And, they're cutting my head off. And it's really going to happen this time.
You're going to be debodified.
Yep.
We're not going to be there to watch it. We wish we would, but we're going to be out in the middle of
nowhere.
You've
got much better things to do. Better.
We're going to be traveling in the woods.
I understand. Yeah, what's up with that? What's going on?
He's going on like a subgenius. Tiny
Philo's got this giant truck, and he has to get it dirty
in
order to justify
dirty.
Having this giant truck. So
God, I know.
Waterfall, a cave,
that is the biggest
ghost town, and Pioneer Cemetery, and a back way into Yosemite.
Oh, Pioneer Cemetery?
Well, what's the weather like down there
Pioneer
right now?
Cemetery.
Is it at that altitude?
They have an hurricane to rip people
nice at that altitude? How high is it?
how high is it? How high can we get? Some of those passes are still close.
This is a trip.
But I have a truck.
This
that
is Mr. Smarty Pants.
Rhino's moving to the country to open up a nature commune in the middle of the woods with young babes. And suddenly I just miss a week.
You missed a week, pal.
What'd you say? Say that second part again.
Oh, yeah, he has young babes.
What was the second thing you said?
Missed a week.
That was
the third thing. What was the second thing?
The third thing was that it was a school for babes. It's like Frank Moore.
For the children, though.
Are you going to have workshops?
Yeah, we're going to do it for the children.
Michael.
Please file the CDs back where you get them, okay? These CDs stay here. You use the CD library. Please file the CDs back where you get them. It says it right over there on the wall.
No, just a mountain, not the mountains. We're not going to go to mountains.
These CDs stay here.
We're going to the mountain.
Wow.
Don't you be taking them.
Well, is this a film festival? What is this?
No. Yeah, well, it's sort of just a little mini getaway on the four-wheel drive road. Look at the cemetery.
Are you going with someone else, or is it just a...
Well, Bishop Joey's going. Dick Cheney's going.
They're totally good friends now that, Cheney's got a sense of humor and,
We're either going to leave Friday night or Saturday morning and stay
He's opened
Saturday
up his vast reserves of pot.
Dick Cheney's looking for, he's got retirement coming up, so he's kind of checking out his options.
What's going to be
he always had a creative spirit,
understudy.
We probably should leave, really, really early Saturday morning.
Back in Wyoming at college, he was doing summer
stuff.
Yeah, so, he did have that.
Yeah, is right.
He just did it for the money. He just did the politics thing for the money. But
You could be in on the action, but no. No, you choose to go to have your head decapitated.
You ever heard Dick Cheney do the rap song? Cheney's rap song?
Don't be looking at me that way. I'm doing what's right for the USA. If it weren't for people like me, we'd be adrift in a bright red sea. Now there's a lesson to learn about the way the world really turns. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The whole damn world belongs to me, Dick Cheney.
Man, you don't sound like a rapper, Dick.
He has never raised his voice beyond that.
Just an old white guy. An old bald white guy. What was the thing we said?
What was that?
It was funny. It was funny.
We had a bald joke. We had a nice
idea.
We had
a good bald joke. We were singing a song. It was a song about
balding in the night. No.
What was it? Bald in the night. It was just something bald. Something bald.
It's all ridiculous.
Oh, man, it's just ridiculous.
That's our programming. We have ridiculous.
Are you trying to play roulette?
Yeah, roulette. Well, it's your chance now, caller, listener. You can become programmers. That's right. We have an opening right now. We have about 2 minutes. The whole show is going to be yours. We're leaving. We're going to have donuts. Donuts in the dawn.
I'm going to have donuts.
Enter in donuts?
Donuts in the dawn. That's right. The Donuts to Dawn program. It's time for you to get up and get to work. That's right.
This is a donut deprived.
Oh, I see.
Give a shout out. Lee Harvey Roswell, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll roll the tapes back. We got tapes running here. Don't we have tapes running at this whole thing? Isn't everything recorded at some point?
Oh, yeah. Everything's washed by somebody somewhere.
Okay. So we'll get it back.
Even Michael Pepe's bedroom has
camera in it.
It's in the camera. In camera.
Don was talking
I put a camera in that when I visited years ago.
The wireless.
It'll come back to me later.
Don and Ethel.
Middle of the night when I want to be sleeping.
So Dick and W.
Good idea.
Yes.
Boom. It's a big word balloon over your head.
DickandWDUBYA.US.
You have to buy it.
So you'll know when the show's coming. The Dick and W Republican Outreach Cabaret. Yes, Berkeley, you're going to be treated to a full blast of this administration's dancing and singing abilities. We will explain the New Deal to you. so that you can get on board. They'll because be it's a juggernaut, ladies and gentlemen. Juggernaut to the right. Swing to the right. Swing to the right. Stand up. Sit down. Fight, fight.
Injecting me.
So coming your way.
Comes
the Dick and
right
W
now.
Show.
I'll be taking the medicine.
That's the prop truck.
I'll be
it's
coming
beeping
like the
for
you.
You. So get up.
Enlightened.
And get to work.
And all knowing.
To keep that economy going. You know what your
Me
part is.
You and the rest
your
of us.
Your part in this,
we'll take this
performance.
Take this
we call
world back.
Civilization.
Like it used
Western
to be
civilization
when we had it.
Relies on you. You
back
to get up now.
In the Stone Age.
That's right.
When it was all noble.
Have a big old cup of Joe. Have a little bit. Have a truck full of froth.
We
and
just
go
ate
to
a
work.
Squirrel. We just have a squirrel out of a tree and eat the whole thing, bones and all. We
back in the
care.
Old days. That's right. That's what I.
The old
when
days.
I went to work when I was a kid.
We didn't eat fire.
No,
we didn't even soften didn't things
food,
up with
no.
fire back then. We just
warm
ate
food.
Raw.
We laughed at the warm food.
Yes, and clothes. We didn't eat clothes. We just stuck bushes on us.
That's right.
We took a bush and we just stuck it on us because
oh,
it was sticky
it.
Back
that
in those days.
Cold squirrel and a warm bush.
Cold squirrel, warm bush. That's the good old days. Back when man was a noble.
Is that a presidential joke? You have to
taking from
royalties when you make
yeah.
fun of him?
You know, you never see Barbara Bush and Dick Cheney at the same time at the same place.
Yeah.
Just an observation. That's just an observation. They have photos. Oh, they have photos, my friend. Doctored photos, I'm sure, from Washington, D.C. That explains it all. Conspiracy? I don't think so.
I think that she puts a nose on to become him. Her nose is a little bit smaller.
He puts some pearls on, becomes her. The magic pearls.
Well, it may be true there, then. But what about next year and the year beyond and the year after
she's
that?
Got Jebs.
Who's
she's got, and then she's got the, some other, somebody is locked up in a closet somewhere.
Don't they have some grandkids that'll be old enough?
They got grandkids of various hues, yes, are going to be showing up. So the dynasty will continue, and she will be the matriarch.
The caller's falling
she'll
asleep
She'll be the Rose
again.
Kennedy. And from our
she's
generation.
The Rose
How
Kennedy.
How do you wake the callers right. up? The listeners are falling asleep out there. They thought the show was supposed to be different
six
tonight.
Minutes
we promised them
left
we were going to turn over a new
I don't
leaf.
Think so.
We had to do something different. We got to break out. We got to represent right. the man.
Which
we got to
so,
I mean, the people.
Snuck
I mean,
in the radio through
we got to represent
programming.
The people. The
that provided
the,
us.
We got to do something. You know? We're going to do the show. I mean, the show's just sitting out there languishing. We got
to
go in a
but
new
if you
direction.
Closely, between,
how are you going to help us?
Between the
we're going to take a poll here right now at 848-4425.
Things that
you have
might
control over the direction that the show is going to go in.
If you listen between
right now,
segments,
if you call and give us a suggestion at 848-425, we'll
all
actually
new.
Listen to you.
All the time.
For a second. Exactly. Ready? Okay, go. What's your idea, caller? Say it now.
All right.
What do you want the show to be in the future?
Right out of my rear end because it really.
You can't say
you
rear end.
You want the show to pull
oh, no.
out of. No, we can't
no,
pull
can't
the show out of your rear end.
Not on this show.
We've got to have a show that's got some class now. We can't be going for these low humor. This is what we really owe to the public. We owe the public. We are indebted. We need to give the public something back.
Yeah.
What do you think? You haven't told us what we should do, Michael Pepe. Michael Pepe?
Yeah, but the 22 people that killed themselves.
No, we're not going to advocate violence of any kind. We're against violence.
No, I know.
We don't believe violence ever solved anything. There, you can always talk it out.
Say anything.
We have words so powerful they'll stop bullets. We have words that are so powerful they'll stop atomic blasts. In fact, during the next atomic blast, we plan on using a word shell. We're going to stay inside the massive word shell, safe from any radioactivity.
And if you'd like to know what that secret word is, we can protect you.
Well, it's a whole bunch of words because it takes big words and thick words. We're going to stack them against each other, and they have to be at least 16 feet thick to absorb all the radiation and the potential blast. But the words are so good and so really long. They're long words. And a lot of them are made up by Dr. Howe. And you know how he is. He's a wordsmith. He went into his word bucket and pulled out some really complicated words.
He took that one book called Tumors of the Eye. It has a lot of caucus and sockalamacus in it and stuff. A bunch of dinosaurs nobody knows about. Stacked them all together, 16 feet thick. And that's our word shell. We get behind it. It protects us from any evil and any potential destruction by political forces, even unknown.
That's why Dr. Hal's not on the show tonight. We have him locked up in a secret place.
He's ginning out words right now. Just bam, 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 bam. Word, 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 word. He's sitting down there. He's going to come up with new words by the second. The sirens are there to keep the traffic back because Dr. Hal, he's got to stand in the street to do this. It's the only effective place to gin out the words as fast as he needs to do it and in rapid succession because they got to be stacked in a way that's so precise that you can't even get a knife blade between them. Nobody knows how they did it.
Aliens.
They had alien technology
alien
to stack
technology.
Words
that's
like
right.
that.
That's right. Get that position.
Those word stackers
no
and packers, word
oh, no.
packers,
no lasers.
They
we
can
don't
pack
lasers.
Words so tight and
no.
dense. They can take words and use algorithms
small,
against them to compress the words into even
hammer.
Being denser words
small,
so that they're so small you can't say them faster.
Steel,
than, if you were saying these words, it'd be
instant instructions for those who are.